Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Earlier this week, we were talking about the 10th anniversary of the marriage referendum and its significance and importance to many people across the country. Claire, you got in contact with us because of that chat and conversation. Why?
Hello, Andrea. I was listening to the conversation and I just noticed that the lady who was speaking, who is from the LGBTQ community, continually used the word, or repeatedly used the word, queer. And it's a word that I have had an issue with for quite a long time. I don't like the word, and it baffles me how somebody from the community can be so comfortable with it.
And this was Roscommon poet Jane Clark, who was with me on the show, and she was in studio to talk about her own experience of being gay, the significance, the importance of the marriage referendum. She referred to herself, actually, as queer several times during that conversation. But it's the word queer and the use of it that you've an issue with, Claire.
Absolutely. If you look up the word, most of the connotations and most of the synonyms of it are negative. It's strange, abnormal, curious, odd, peculiar. And all of these, it originally, I just looked it up, and originally the word had the meaning of strange or peculiar, and it was used negatively against the LGBTQ people in the late 1900s. And since then, there's been a turnaround and it has been embraced by the LGBT community. From my point of view, I just think I can't understand how a word so negative can be used by them who have gone through such struggles and such hardship. I think that words influence, language matters, and words influence thoughts,
but words
and feelings
evolve.
And actions.
Words evolve, though, over the years.
Something can still very much linger with them, you know. It would have been used, I would imagine, to as an adjective at the start, you know.
But it was often used in a very derogatory sense, you know. And
absolutely.
I wonder, though, does it depend, you know, who's using it and the context and how they're using it? Drag performer and host of the Poz Vibes podcast, Veda, is joining us as well, Claire. Veda's with me in studio today. Do you have an issue with the word queer?
Gosh, it totally depends on who's using it, why they're using it, what context, what situation we're in. I would describe myself as queer, and a lot of the organisations that recently have developed in the queer community, the LGBTQIA community, use the word. It is one of the letters in the rainbow. But also there are organisations like Queer Asian Pride, Queer Spectrum Film Festival, The Queer Shed, which is an organisation which teaches gay people how to use tools and do their own DIY stuff. There's a market called Quirk, which is a queer market. And there's a really fantastic hairdressing salon in Temple Bar now on Liffey Street called Queer Hawk. Queer Hawk is an old Dublin expression that just means someone who is a bit odd, but not in a very derogatory way. However, queer, when people call other people a queer or say you're queer, it is, of course, an insult in the same way that the N-word or the B-word is an insult, depending on who uses it and why they use it, you know? So within our community, calling ourselves queer is very different. However, I don't think we need to have a hard border around these things, because I think in allyship as well, if you were coming to Queer Hawk Barbers with me, I'd expect you to say Queer Hawk. If we were going to the Queer Asian Film Festival,
I'd say
that's where we were going.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really about intention.
So I take then from what you're... So you obviously, you've no issue with the word or the use of the word queer in, as you said, the context or the way or the manner that it's used. And as a gay person, calling themselves or yourself queer, that's fine. It's if I or somebody else were to call you queer, and the sentiment or the tone or the way in which that word is used, that's where it can still have derogatory connotations.
I think there's incredible power in reclaiming words that were weapons against you. I'm a person who lives with HIV. Our podcast, Poz Vibe, is called Poz Vibe, as in positive vibe, but also because the word pause, P-O-Z, was a slang word that people would use to describe people living with HIV, and in a derogatory way. It was a word that you'd find mostly in dating apps or on the internet, and never really in a positive context. So we chose that word deliberately so that we could reclaim that word. And now we have a whole tribe of activists. A few years ago, when Robbie and I came out with our podcast, there was only a handful of people living with HIV who were out and about in this country. Mm. Now, the numbers are growing all the time. And there are people who identify as being part of our tribe, the POS Vibe tribe, who identify as being POS. And I feel like the same thing applies to the word queer. We can claim it if we want it. It's ours. It's our culture.
So it's about reclaiming the word and the use of the word, Claire.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear everything Veda is saying, and with the absolute respect. I'm just kind of glad here to perhaps to put my point of view out towards people who have the, you know, the negative understanding of the word.
I actually think, and I can tell you from having this conversation earlier in the week when we were chatting to Jane initially, I think some people, maybe heterosexual people, are afraid to use the word queer because they don't know how it might be taken up.
Yeah, and I think they should be. I'd be afraid to use the N-word, and I'd be afraid to describe someone as a B-word if they weren't one of my girlfriends having a kiki. But if we were sitting here in a different context, I feel quite loose about saying the B-word. I still would never say the N-word. But we hear it in rap music all the time. We see it in culture. We see it in television. And it's fine for those people who have the right to use it. And I think the same applies to being queer in this case. But I also think it's important, the context, because if we 10 years ago had been out protesting in the streets for queer marriage, we never would have gotten it. Instead, we were canvassing for equal marriage. And words, like you say, are important. Mm. And sometimes we have to dumb ourselves down in order to make progress happen. But other times we have to fight for progress. So I would fight for my right to be queer and to use the word. But I would fight someone who used that word against me in a manner in which to try to degrade me.
Is there a sense of, I suppose, pride in reclaiming the word?
I think there's a sense of pride in reclaiming, that word and many other words as queer people. I also feel like that a lot of the time, these places come from a shadow of pain, of hardship.
Yeah.
I was called a queer so many times when I was a kid. I still sometimes can't get up the street without being called a queer. But the fact that I can take that word and do something beautiful with it, like these people with the Queer Spectrum Film Festival or the Queer Shed,
something positive,
or Queer Hawk, and do something positive, just like with HIV, where I can take that HIV and the stigma that I experienced and I can use that to destroy shame, to destroy stigma, just by sharing my lived experience, by being myself. I think the same applies to queer people. We need to be comfortable to be queer, to femme it up, to be stand in our own truth. And the word is just one more way that we get to do that.
I think a conversation, Claire, I think worth having. I think a lot of people, you know, what I can tell, actually, not that I think a lot of people, definitely from chatting about this earlier in the week, I think probably a lot of people were maybe a little confused in the same way, Claire, as you were, and wanted to have a chat about it today.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm on the outside. Okay. So I'm not part of the community, and I fully appreciate what's said. I still kind of, you know, I would never use the word myself, and I would definitely frown upon anybody else using it in a disrespectful manner. Mm. But I fully appreciate what Veda's argument.
Yeah, okay. Veda, do you notice there's more acceptance around the evolution of words like queer language like this?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I'm going to use the example again of this hairdresser in Temple Bar. I couldn't have imagined a few years ago that you could open a business in Temple Bar and now on Liffey Street and put the word queer up above the door and not just be showered with eggs and abuse all day long.
I think, shows you the progress.
You know, we've had progress. And I think part of what makes progress is that we claim our culture, use those words, see what happens.
Drag performer, host of the POS Vibes podcast, Veda, thanks a million for joining us here in studio today. Claire as well, thanks a million for getting in contact. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.